This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Call the number 833-WAR-TALK. Let's take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior. This show comes to you from my flagship station, KBETS, 790 a.m. in Las Vegas, and is syndicated all over the USA by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. I didn't even thought about that before. You know, I'm one of those guys always say, USA, USA, USA. And I talk about American exceptionalism, the greatest country in world history ever blessed by God. And I'm on USA Radio. That's apropos. And the main title sponsor of the show is U.S. Gold Bureau. Everything's about the USA on this show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. I've teamed with the professionals of the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Pretty cool stuff. They're giving you 100 American Silver Eagle coins, 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. U.S. Mint usually has a hard time keeping up with the demand of these coins, but the U.S. Gold Bureau has them in stock, ready to ship now. They're all investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order today and get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. This box will hold 500 coins. You could use this to store your whole collection. Call U.S. Gold Bureau right now for your 100 silver American Silver Eagle coins as part of your Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package, named after the great guy, Wayne Allyn Root. I know that guy, and I think he's just a world-class guy. 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root and tell him Wayne Root sent you. So new demands, Democrats make new demands on the Kavanaugh hearing as Republicans cry foul. Republicans are a bunch of wussies. You're morons for ever allowing this to happen. Democratic senators on Tuesday escalated their demands regarding a hearing to examine the sexual assault allegation against Brett Kavanaugh, suggesting Monday's scheduled public session with the Supreme Court nominee and his accuser is not enough, calling for more witnesses and for the FBI to dig into the allegations. Yeah, 36 years ago, someone says, you touched a woman's breast, you groped her, and she ran for her life. She doesn't know where she was. She doesn't know how she got there. She doesn't know how she got home. She can't name a single witness. Well, actually, she named one witness, and he already said, never happened. And you're supposed to have the FBI investigate. The whole thing is a joke. Do you understand? You're playing with their hands. They're a bunch of con men and scam artists. Allegations threatening to sideline the nomination days before Kavanaugh was slated for a floor vote. Right now, the FBI is apparently not investigating further despite Democratic demands. How about we? Shouldn't Republicans have sat on their hands? Let's close government until the FBI investigates Hillary Clinton. All the crimes of Hillary. Oh, but no, you're going to take the Republican president and the Republican government and the Republican DOJ and the Republican FBI, and you're going to now investigate a Supreme Court nominee for something that happened when he's a kid 36 years ago. And by the way, nothing even happened. Even if the woman had a fantasy and made it up, she could have said it was a rape, right? It wasn't even a rape. A drunk guy grabbed her and she ran out of the room. Sorry, it's not a federal crime if it happened, but it didn't happen. Or at least it didn't happen with Brett Kavanaugh. See, it may have happened to her, but in her weird Trump derangement syndrome, feminist, vagina hat-wearing mind, she probably has confused an incident involving something that happened to her with guys, and a guy being Brett Kavanaugh she hates so much, because he's about to be a Supreme Court nominee and change the direction of America for the next 30 years. And she hates Trump so much, and Trump named him, that she's, conflagrated? I'm not sure what the word is. She conflated? I don't know. She took, superimposed his face and name with the guy who did it to her, whoever that guy is. Right now, the FBI not investigating, despite Democrat demands. It's not clear the hearing announced by Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley is even going forward. Scheduled a hearing for Monday, but Senate accuser Christine Blasey Ford has not responded to the invitation. And he said if she doesn't come, there's not going to be a hearing. Ford alleges in high school he pinned her down, tried to remove her bathing suit while she attempted to scream. Sorry, but that was 36 years ago and you can't prove any of it ever happened. So ridiculous. Do you know how ridiculous it is? Can I tell you how ridiculous it is? Do you realize there are events like Burning Man and what's that one? CDE? What's that one called? Electric Daisy Carnival? EDC. EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival. It's nonstop orgies. Every girl in America is going to these parties and having nonstop orgies. But at the same time, you're trying to go after a man who 36 years ago groped a woman's breasts when they were both teenagers. Are you kidding? And they're both drunk. I mean, it's so ridiculous. I just saw an article today about the orgy room at Burning Man. All kinds of people just walk in there and start screwing each other. And last I checked, liberals are open-minded people. But God forbid a white Republican man ever touched a woman 36 years ago at a party where she claims he touched her without her permission. But did he touch her without her permission? Or is anyone having permission at EDC? Is anyone having permission at Burning Man? I don't know what the hell anybody's doing anymore. We're in Las Vegas. All people do when they come to Las Vegas is have sex and go to strip clubs and go to orgies. And yet at the same time, you're telling me a guy who loves his wife and his two kids, you're going to go back 36 years ago to see what he did as a teenager when he grabbed a woman's, a teenage girl's breasts? It's all so absurd, it's beyond belief. And you can't prove he was ever there. You can't prove he was in the room. You can't prove he grabbed her breasts. And if he did grab her breasts, you can't prove she didn't ask him to grab her breasts like they do in the orgy room at every event going on in America today. So bizarre. It's just, it's like, what world do you live in? Do you live in the same world as me? I don't know. So bizarre. And by the way, if he grabbed a woman's breast 36 years ago, they're saying if he really did it, which they'll never prove he did it. But if he really did it, he's not. You know, Democrats actually say with a straight face, he's not qualified anymore to be United States Supreme Court justice. He's got to resign. What did everyone do 36 years ago as a teenager? Right? Grabbing a woman's breast versus smoking pot versus snorting cocaine versus who knows what all these other people did. You got to be joking. This guy's so clean that his girlfriends come out and say he's the nicest guy they ever met. These are ex-girlfriends we obviously dumped or didn't work out, and even they love him. He's so clean that 65 women have signed a letter supporting him who knew him since high school. And say he's such a gentleman, this could have never happened. But I keep pointing out, what if it did happen? I don't get it. You mean now we've gotten to the point where if a guy sexually assaults a woman, of course he shouldn't be a Supreme Court nominee. If a U.S. congressman assaults a woman, sure. If a guy as a boss forces a woman to have sex, of course he shouldn't be a Supreme Court nominee. Right, I agree with you. But you mean if 36 years ago in high school you cupped a woman's breasts while you were drunk, today you're not allowed to be a Supreme Court nominee? It's all just so absurd that it defies explanation. It never happened. He didn't do it. I'll bet you didn't do it. I'll win that bet every time because you'll never prove he did it. There were no witnesses. It's impossible to prove. But if he did do it, I'd even go on to that. Did he do it? Did he rape her? No, she said she wasn't raped. Was he going to rape her? I don't know. It's in the eyes of the beholder. Was he going to rape her? Was he having fun? He was drunk. He was an idiot. And he's put his hands on her breast. It didn't sound like a rape to me. It sounded like one guy jumped on the other guy. This is what she's claiming. This is even what she's claiming. Not what he's claiming. She says he was holding her down and another guy jumped on them both. And they all fell apart laughing. And she ran out of the room. And then the two of them walked down the stairs and left. Somehow that doesn't seem like a violent rape to me. So the whole thing is just weird because I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. You weren't there. I wasn't there. That doesn't stop you from being a Supreme Court nominee if you weren't there and you can't prove anything ever happened. And if it did happen, was it a bunch of stupid, idiotic, adolescent fun? Really stupid fun? Out of control fun? Or was she drunk too? Was she performing as part of the game and then all of a sudden decided she didn't like it? Years later, she decided she didn't like it? I mean, am I wrong? Think about the Duke girl who went in as a exotic dancer to the Duke lacrosse team and said that all these men raped her. And then after the fact, guess what? It all turned out to be not true. Okay, but maybe in her mind she really believed it was true. I don't know what that girl believed. I think she believed she was going to get big money from all the parents of the Duke people. And she ruined all their lives, these poor guys. Their lives were completely ruined by a lie. But it doesn't matter. People make things up all the time. So the question is, he said, she said, nobody will ever know. A little different than Harvey Weinstein, who has like 100 women claiming that he attacked them and raped them, and there's all kinds of bits of evidence against Harvey, and he was in a position of power, and he gave them a job, and in return for the job, he literally raped them or forced them into sex. I get that. What was the power of Brett Kavanaugh? A 17-year-old boy who was fooling around with a girl in a room upstairs. I mean, just all of it is ludicrous. And the only guy who gets it is Donald Trump. Trump feels terribly for Kavanaugh's wife and daughters. I haven't heard anybody else say that except Donald Trump. Trump feels terrible for the wife and daughters. Does any liberal care about the fact that he's got two beautiful, wonderful little daughters, and they have to hear this about their father when every man in the world has had sex in his past, and every man had sex in his teen days, and every man did things that he doesn't want to talk about at the age of 55 when he's about to become, say, a U.S. senator or a president or a Supreme Court justice. Nobody needs to bring this stuff up. This is the most ridiculous stuff I've ever heard. Now, if the man seeked out a woman and raped her, oh, my God, is that a different story than this one? And it'd be nice if you had a witness or two, wouldn't it? It'd be nice if the guy had a record of ever doing anything wrong in his entire life. And if every girl he ever dated has come out and said he's like Huck Finn. He's like Mayberry USA. He's like a Boy Scout. He's like the Pope. Oh, oops, bad example. God forbid anybody's like the Pope. Anybody's like a Catholic priest. That could be a problem. This guy is a lot nicer than a Catholic priest. This guy's a good father and a good husband and a guy who coaches girls basketball and a guy with no check in the world or no X against his record ever. There's not a single person in the world that can corroborate her story. Not a single person in the world can come forward and say he's a bad guy. He's a good guy, and he's the kind of guy you want as Supreme Court justice. This is all idiotic. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, just venting of the idiocy going on in Washington. New low all time. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My
libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Someone just sent me a joke literally seconds ago. A young woman brought her fiancé home to meet her parents. After dinner, her mother told the girl's father to find out about the young man. The father invited the fiancé to his study for a talk. "So what are your plans?" the father asked the young man. "I'm a biblical scholar," he replied. "A biblical scholar? Admirable, but what will you do to provide a nice house for my daughter to live in?" "I will study, and God will provide for us." "How will you buy her a beautiful engagement ring, such as she deserves?" "I will study, and God will provide for us." "And children, how will you support children?" "I will study, and God will provide for us." And each time the father asked him any question, he said, "God will provide." Later, the mother said, "How'd your talk go, honey?" And the father answered, "Another Democrat. Has no job, has no plans, thinks I'm God." Very true. Very true. The sponsor of this segment of the show, of the Wayne Allen Root Show on USA Network, is My Patriot Supply. Recent events like this massive Hurricane Florence, which appeared when we left the air on Friday, to be, you know, we made it. It's okay. It was only a 1, not a 5, not a 4. We really escaped, and we got lucky. Nope, it turns out to be much, much worse than that. Terrible, terrible flooding going on in North Carolina. I mean, it's like Hurricane Katrina in inland North Carolina. As a matter of fact, the people at the beach did much better than the people inland. So it was just a really bad situation, and who knows how they're going to eat, who knows who's going to get them food, who knows who's going to rescue them. The store shelves are empty, or the store shelves are flooded. There's no gas. It's a nightmare when an emergency strikes. You need a plan for food storage and water filtration, protection from disaster, survival tools. And here's where you get those things, MyPatriotSupply.com. They've helped hardworking Americans prepare and become more self-reliant for over a decade. They sell hundreds of items, including emergency survival food kits and gravity-powered water filtration systems. MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be a Category 4 hurricane or an earthquake or a cyber attack shutting down our power grid, maybe flooding or a water contamination crisis. For all these emergencies and more, shop MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. MyPatriotSupply.com. All right. Thank you, MyPatriotSupply. So I don't want to say I told you so, but pretty much everything I ever predict comes right. I'm probably like 99 out of 101 There's not too many I'm wrong about, and I'll tell you one I was right about. I believe, and now people are starting to talk about it. I wrote a commentary for the Blaze, Glenn Beck's website, back, I don't know, 5 years ago, whenever it was the Supreme Court and John Roberts, Chief Justice, affirmed Obamacare. I said, there's no question in my mind Chief Justice Roberts has been blackmailed. Just like I believe today, our Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has been blackmailed. There's certain things in life that are inexplicable. You cannot explain them other than someone has a picture of you doing something with the wrong person or a farm animal. And they're going to tell the whole world about it.
I found this on the web for things.
How do you like that? I found it on the web. That was my iPhone. Just as I said that, it's almost like God pressed my iPhone. I didn't go near it. And sometimes it just kicks in on its own for no reason. And I said, when things are inexplicable and it seems like they have a photo of a guy with a farm animal and it says, I can't explain that. Thank you, Siri. There's nothing else that explains why John Roberts, a huge Republican conservative appointed by Bush to be the most conservative Supreme Court justice ever, would suddenly vote for Obamacare except blackmail. And I wrote that story. And now here's a story today at Big League Politics. Brennan and Clapper accused of hacking John Roberts to blackmail him. Obama administration intelligence officials John Brennan and James Clapper must answer to allegations they blackmailed Supreme Court Justice John Roberts to get his vote for Obamacare in 2012. Did I call it or what? 6 years ago, 2012. Attorneys for an NSA and CIA whistleblower in D.C. are trying to see to that. Roberts, who reportedly was investigated at one time for illegally adopting his sons, betrayed the Republican base that initially celebrated his Bush appointment when he confirmed Obamacare. Roberts was sharply critical of the FISA court as he came up for confirmation before the Obama administration intelligence chiefs reportedly hacked his phone and electronic records. The FISA court is being accused of being a body that reports to no one with wide-ranging power to do the bidding of the intelligence operatives. Hillary Clinton's lawyer in the Russian matter, Michael Sussman, a partner at the Perkins Coie law firm that tapped DNC contractor CrowdStrike to investigate the leak of DNC emails to WikiLeaks, was interviewed by CNN on the inner workings of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, in 2013. Robert Mueller has also praised the FISA court prior to the Trump case. Justice John Roberts, a Bush nominee, voiced his displeasure with the court in his 2005 confirmation. He said, I'll be very candid. When I first learned about the FISA court, I was surprised. It's not what we usually think of. We think of a court. Evidence shows that John Roberts, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, was hacked by a deep state surveillance operation overseen by Obama administration CIA Director John Brennan and Obama Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. Roberts, the Bush appointee who made the decisive vote to uphold Obamacare, was allegedly the victim of the same deep state surveillance program that spied on President Trump. Tapes released by federal judge Murray Snow, preserved on a whistleblower SoundCloud page, show real estate billionaire Timothy Blixit explaining Brandon Clapper's surveillance program to Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I'll tell you more when we get back. I told you so. They blackmailed Roberts.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference at the White House with the President of Poland, who was visiting for the first time since President Trump became president. Among trade and the other topics, President Trump was asked about Judge Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault allegations from when he was in high school.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. This should have been brought to the fore. It should have been brought up long ago.
Despite improving conditions, flooding continues to create chaos in North Carolina. That's according to Congressman George Holding. Hurricane Florence made landfall early Friday morning as a Category 1 hurricane, but was quickly downgraded to a tropical storm. And Holding expects the cleanup to take quite a long time.
The cleanup will take months, and the recovery will take years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, and this promotion is actually not a promotion for any product or sponsor. It's for Newsmax TV. because the third hour of my show is Newsmax TV every single day, five nights a week on my national TV. And it just got big time, man. We went from 50 million homes to 80 million homes. Newsmax just announced their big deal with Comcast Xfinity. So we're going to be in 30 million additional cable homes. We're going from 50 million to 80 million homes. But if you're listening right now in a place where your cable's carrier or cable system does not carry Newsmax TV, so you don't get the Wayne Allyn Root Show on national TV, I want you to call them up. Call this phone number, 844-500-6397. We are America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 80 million homes over the next year. I mean, we're not in 80 million instantaneously, but we're adding 10 million homes with Comcast Xfinity by December 31st. So we'll be in 60 million and then 20 million over the first few months of 2019. So we'll be at 80 million at that point. So call 844-500-6397. Tell your local cable system that you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Allyn Root. 844-500-6397. Newsmax TV is going big time, and guess who has the number one show on Newsmax TV? Wayne Allyn Root with Bill O'Reilly on my show three times a week as my guest analyst for about 10 minutes at the start of every show. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly, for quadrupling my audience before we even added 30 million homes. A lot of good things happening. All right, James Herson, speaking of good things happening, always a great guest on my show, one of the most requested by my fans, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, website JamesHerson.com. James, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Wayne, and congratulations on the Comcast deal. That's very exciting.
Had you seen that, Mr. Entertainment? Did you know that was going on?
I did. Well, I only saw it because I know Chris through social media also, of course, and then he sent me a little message, and
got it.
It's fantastic news. And
I think it's very good. He's got to be an alternative to Fox.
He's moving ahead. It's very exciting.
All right. Let's talk about, speaking of moving ahead, some of the interesting things going on in Hollywood. Or maybe I should say, speaking of moving ahead, let's talk about moving behind, because the Emmy Awards just hit an all-time low again, and they spent the whole night attacking Trump and middle Americans and Jesus. Tell everybody what happened last night at that disgraceful award show.
Well, it's just, as you said, they mocked middle America. They actually had an attempt at a joke that attacked Christians, claiming that only Republicans and ex-crackheads would thank Jesus. And they're just, what's happened, really, and I'm a member of the Emmy Academy, of the Television Academy, and what's happened is the television industry is essentially not the industry it was only 5 years ago, especially 10 years ago. So we're talking about a drop in ratings when they have the measured ratings that was almost a 40% drop. They only had a 7.3 share, which is pathetic for an award show. Under normal circumstances, the network would pressure the Television Academy to completely change it. But here's the problem with the television industry. The definition of television has changed, and the content in Hollywood is being purchased by the companies that have the most cash, and those companies are from Silicon Valley. They are not from Hollywood. And so Netflix, now HBO is in there, but Netflix and Amazon and the tech companies are dominating the award show, and they run, remember, they run these things, they stream these programs, and they don't have advertising, right? Netflix doesn't have advertising. So they have the ability to pick content that the broadcast networks, restrained by advertisers and seeking that kind of monetary compensation, can't do. So what happened is all of the programs are these marginal programs that most people in America do not watch, don't care about. Every single one of them has a social justice warrior theme. It is absolutely crazy. So their opening number was a musical number that essentially, supposedly, humorously, poked fun at Hollywood for not having more diversity. Whereas the Emmy Awards had more diversity than ever in history, and they're bragging about it, this sort of thing. And they worship at the altar of the left. Their values are multiculturalism, diversity, inclusion, and that when I say inclusion, it includes, you know, transvestites, transsexuals, homosexuals. I mean, so, and that's fine, except they hit America over the head with it and claim to be tolerant as they attack Christianity. And, you know, still 75 to 80% of Americans are self-identified Christians. And a larger part of Americans are Judeo-Christian. And this is, they constantly insult their customer base, which is why, you know, the ratings are falling and they're becoming a niche player. And I, you know, it's a vacuum has been created, and I think there's a great opportunity for entrepreneurs to come out, as some have done, and especially in the faith community, and make movies and make entertainment product and stream product that will appeal to the, and it's even greater than just the deplorables and the Trump supporters and the Republicans. It's the majority of America. And so this is, it's shameful, it's disgraceful, and frankly, I don't see a way to fix it. I think they're going to, it's just like the mainstream media, it's the same mindset. They're just going to go their way.
Right. Did you see, by the way, it's not one of the topics we were all set to discuss today, but I just noticed that the New York Post, that Stormy Daniels actually has a new book coming out where she says Donald Trump has a small penis and it was the worst sex of her entire life. Can you believe this stuff? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, that, you know, Stormy is actually helping our side. The Emmy Awards is helping our side. I say our because I am a Trump supporter, and I believe in Donald Trump's agenda, and I'm with the 63 million Americans that voted for him. And I think this upcoming midterm election, stuff like that, that it is, it's so ridiculous. It's parody stuff. You would think it was The Onion, Stormy Daniels. I knew it, you know, Stormy Daniels having a book coming out is bad enough. West Hollywood giving her the key to the city is bad enough. But having a book about the size of the president's anatomy, give me a break. That is, it's pathetic. But you know that the left, when you remember all the jokes about candidate Trump's hands, they loved those jokes. They still use them on the social media. They're going to trumpet this book. And many, you know the late-nighters are going to do all kinds of routines on it, and it's because of their visceral hatred. And again, they'll overplay their hands, and they're going to help us in the midterms.
Overplay their hands, that's a pun. Overplaying their hands, you know, hand size, Donald Trump. What was an important thing to Donald?
Double entendre.
Look, Donald got a lot of ink over joking about, I guess, the size of his anatomy and comparing his hand size and other sizes. And of course, she's looking to do the same thing. She's looking to sell books, so she's making stuff up. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there. Maybe it was the worst sex in the world, and maybe he isn't very big, as she might put it. But the end result is, I don't believe a word she says. She's saying it to sell books. So how does anybody believe anything that comes out of these people's mouths? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, and especially, you know, Stormy Daniels is someone that made their career about having sex for money. And she's shown that she's just a blatant opportunist, and she probably will make a lot of money. She probably got a big advance for that book. And the publisher thinks that that kind of talk will sell the book. I don't know if it's going to sell all that well, but I think it's going to create a lot of buzz just because right. people, especially, again, as I mentioned, because with the late-night Trump haters, they're going to feature that.
All right, they should compare the thickness of her book to the thickness of Trump's book. Everybody have a lot of fun with that one. Tom Arnold would be my next topic, filing a police report after alleged altercation with Mark Burnett. Speaking of Trump derangement syndrome, here's Tom Arnold running into Mark Burnett. Tom Arnold is doing some sort of a TV series about Trump and the N-word, and I heard that he's just trying to find the lost tapes where Donald Trump said the N-word, and they're supposedly in the property of Mark Burnett. So he runs into Burnett at a pre-Emmys party, and the two of them have some sort of a altercation, and somebody punched someone, and Mark Burnett's now filing a police report, and I also heard him say that he doesn't mind if he has to die searching for Trump's tapes. I mean, this is all the stupidest stuff I've ever heard. How immature.
Well, you know, he's promoting a show, a streaming web show, that talks about this hunt for Trump tapes. I'll say, I know Mark Burnett. I've met him. I've met his wife, Roma Downey. They're the most wonderful, gentle, humble, nicest people in Hollywood. And I know that Tom Arnold ripped the cross off of Mark Burnett's neck. And he started this altercation. That would start an altercation.
That's what happened. He took his cross, his Christian cross, and ripped it off his neck.
Yes.
Wow. Let's come back. You hear the music. We got to take a quick break. Let's come back and talk about that. That's wild. No wonder Burnett would have hit back. He has every right to. That's called self-defense. Arnold started it. And Arnold's the one filing a police report, of course, because he's another one that suffers Trump derangement syndrome. Nutcase. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. More on Hollywood nutcases with James Herson, who is a good guy in Hollywood. I don't know how he does it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
War now!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root War, the conservative warrior, and the Trump warrior, and the middle-class warrior, all wrapped into one. Synagenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. They help you to defy aging. Proven scientific approach to healthy aging, custom tailored to each individual. And they did one heck of a good job for me. Any of you who listen to the show know that I've lost about 10 pounds and gained about 20 pounds of muscle, which is kind of amazing considering I'm eating more than I've ever eaten. They put me on this amazing diet. I love eating, and I eat lots all day long. And they put me on this amazing workout regimen. I used to work out 2 hours a day, couldn't lose any weight. Now I've lost 10 pounds, and it's working out a half hour a day or so. First it was like an hour. I used to work out 2 hours a day. Then they cut me to an hour. They asked me to do a 30. I couldn't do it. I was like in withdrawal. I had to do an hour. Now I do about a half hour a day every day, and that's it. Half hour of exercise, and my weight is down 10 pounds, muscles up somewhere around 20 pounds. Amazing. For your free, no-obligation consultation, asking for the Wayne Root Special, right? That's what you want. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be older, don't call. You want to be fatter, don't call. You want to feel crappy, don't call. You want to feel and look younger, call 888-YOUNGER. Or register at Synagenics.com, C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synagenics.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right. We've got our great guest on the line, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author. His website's jamesherson.com. He gives us all our Hollywood scoop. Hey, James, welcome back.
Great to continue our conversation, Wayne.
You got to explain something to me. I thought the Emmys were last night, right?
They were.
So how come I'm getting a Fox News breaking news at this moment email that says Game of Thrones Marvelous Mrs. Maisel win top honors at the Emmy Awards? Why would they send me that now? That must have happened last night, right?
It did. It happened last night. But, you know, it's apparently for them it's breaking news.
I guess so. Breaking news.
Well, you know, as opposed to the entertainment pages, they're a little behind the eight ball.
I guess. So where were we? We were on the Tom Arnold topic. Now, you said
we were
the
surprised.
Reason the fight with Burnett is what?
Yeah, I mean, according to TMZ, which actually, when it comes to reporting on this entertainment stuff, they're usually right, that what happened is Arnold charged at Burnett and Downey. Arnold pushed Mark Burnett, and Burnett pushed him back. And then Arnold ripped Burnett's crucifix necklace off his neck. Roma Downey put on Twitter a picture of her arm with a bruise on it and said that she received that bruise from the scuffle with Tom Arnold. and told him to just stop. He's basically says, he says he's stalking them because he's going to keep after them until they release the whatever tapes he thinks exist that Mark Burnett has from The Apprentice. And he thinks
it's a tape with the N-word, correct? That's what he thinks.
Correct.
They caught on camera Trump saying.
Right. It proves that Donald Trump is a racist, and this is his view. And, of course, he's cheered on by the same people that cheer on Maxine Waters, who cheer on all of this just vile, violent talk that we hear now from the left. And it's unhinged. And it's this basic form of substance, this idea that the end justifies the means. Same thing we see in the Kavanaugh hearing. Whatever it takes to thwart Donald Trump, the left thinks is okay to do. Norms are gone. And we see that in the mainstream media. We see it with these Hollywood celebrities. We see it with the panels on CNN and MSNBC. And we see it in the late night shows. And it's really sick. It's not good for the country, but it's the reality. It's the playing field that we find ourselves in.
All right, and I guess final note of the night. We got about a minute left, so let's talk about Julie Chen. She's leaving The Talk on CBS after her husband Les Moonves was basically kicked out in disgrace at CBS. Why is she leaving?
Well, we really have to assume that she's leaving because they're throwing her off the show. There's scuttlebutt that she's going to leave the show that she's been hosting for CBS, Big Brother, and it's all part of this Me Too movement attack on Les Moonves, spearheaded by two reports by Ronan Farrow, all together 12 women. But you know what's interesting is one of the women that attacked Moonves is similar to the woman that attacked Kavanaugh in the sense it took place in the 1980s. And we have to have a discussion about due process in the Me Too movement and the presumption of innocence, which is being jettisoned by this idea that we have to believe everything the accuser says. And
it's one thing to accuse someone like Harvey Weinstein or Les Moonves. That's one thing today. It happened yesterday. It happened last week. It happened 3 years ago. Just the ridiculous part, by the way, James, in my opinion, is when someone says it happened 30 years ago and nobody was witnessed it and nobody could prove it happened and no one's memory remembers what they did 30 years ago. That's what I find so heinous and so disgusting and so disgraceful and so unbelievable. Oh, yeah, he did it to me 40 years ago, 36 years ago. Just him and I in a room. That's dumb. All right, James Hurston, thanks for coming on, brother. JamesHurston.com.
All right, thank you.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local...
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Borg.